Beat inflation's double whammy of soaring prices and rising mortgage rates sends home sales plunging. By John Carney on March 18, 2022. Inflation is weighing on home sales as the Fed scrambles to control price levels by pushing up interest rates. Existing home sales dropped 7.2% between January and February, falling to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 6.02 million. According to data released by the National Association of Realtors on Friday, sales are down more than 2% compared with a year ago. Analysts surveyed by Econity had projected existing home sales to come in at 6.17 million. Housing affordability continues to be a major challenge, as buyers are getting a double whammy, rising mortgage rates and sustained price increases, said Lawrence Yun, chief economist for the National Association of Realtors. Some who had previously qualified at a 3% mortgage rate are no longer able to buy at the 4% rate. The median sales price for an existing home in February was $357,300, 15% above the year-ago median price. But due to rising mortgage rates, monthly payments are now 28% higher than they were a year ago, Yun said. The Federal Reserve on Wednesday raised its target rate for overnight lending between banks 0.25 percentage point to a range of 0.25% to 0.50%. It signaled that it would raise its target another 0.5 percentage points by year's end. Mortgage rates, however, have been rising alongside long-term Treasury yields since the end of last year. The Fed had planned on keeping rates lower this year but was caught off guard by inflation surging to a 40-year high. It has now pivoted to tightening monetary policy in an effort to stem the rise of price levels. Home prices are not directly included in the U.S. government's primary measure of inflation, the Consumer Price Index, because much of the price of a home is regarded as a capital investment rather than consumption. Instead, the government estimates how much of the service of being shelter a homeowner is consuming in a category called the owner's equivalent of rent, an attempt to figure out how much a homeowner would be paying if they rented their home instead of owning it. Inventory rose slightly from the record low recorded in January but at 1.7 months remains extremely low. A supply of 6 months is considered normal. The housing market has been hit by increased demand for homes and supply constraints. At the start of the pandemic, many people decided to move out of city centers and into suburbs and even rural areas. Riots, anti-police protests, far-left political dominance, looting, and a surge in violent crime in many cities also encouraged exit migration from urban areas, giving rise to what Breitbart News has called a flight from the cities.